The Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, is a transboundary non-governmental organization which operates between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada and focuses on issues of marine protection, conservation, and stewardship of the environment. Executive Director of SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph, said the organization recently received funding for the third phase of work on the Ashton Lagoon Restoration Project on the Grenadine Island of Union Island. She outlined some of the work which was completed during the first and second phases of the project.
So Sustainable Grenadine, we actually know in phase three of the Ashton Lagoon Restoration Project, we received grant funding from the Caribbean Biodiversity Fund through the Ecosystem-Based Adaptation Facility. And what phase three will look at, just to backtrack a little, we know that phase one and phase two had to do with opening some of the gap areas in the marina pier structure to allow for water circulation to clear up that environment on Union Island. And also we know that we build the bridges, which is now iconic. Everyone wants to, you know, walk over the bridge, but also bridging that gap was one of the two largest areas that were able to bring in fresh water in the lagoon to create a better and healthier environment.
Ms. Joseph also spoke of the work which will be carried out as part of phase three of the project to further improve the marine biodiversity at the Ashton Lagoon.
So phase three, we actually have some additional gaps or openings to make, and those are in the northern part of the marina that is still experiencing low levels of water circulation. So once we finish in opening those gaps, we hope to have much clearer water on the northern side and to allow fresh water to come in, and again improving the marine biodiversity, improving the health of the water. While we were there, we do spot like some southern eagle rays, we have some parrotfish, you know, we have some barracudas there, and we're asking people, you know, do not fish there because it's a nursery. We have turtles going in there now. So that is part of phase three of the Ashton Lagoon Restoration Project.
Ms. Joseph said, as part of the project, SUSGREN will also be replanting mangrove in the Ashton Lagoon, as they have observed that some of the black mangrove has been dying.
We're also going to look at replanting some of the mangroves. Right now in Ashton Lagoon, we have a huge, what we call, die back. So we have a lot of the black mangroves that are dying out, and that could have been caused during the very dry period, during the dry season, and then now a lot of rain is coming, so therefore the salinity shifts a little bit. So we have to plant some red mangroves there because we realize the red mangroves are thriving much better than the black mangroves. But it's always good to have all these species of the mangroves, which Ashton Lagoon has, and that is the red, the black, the buttonwood, and the white. So we'll be doing some mangrove planting in the Ashton Lagoon. We're also going to do some revetment. Just before you reach the first bridge, there is erosion there that has been happening over the years. So we're going to fill in there and just reinforce that area.
Executive Director of SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.